Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm very, very excited for today's show. Hey, before we start, I want to thank everybody again for the continued emails and direct messages and all that kind of stuff. Yes, we are totally fine. The hurricane, you know, we had a couple blustery days and a little bit of rain. That was it. But better safe than sorry, and you know, I just hope everybody on up north, where it's continuing to go, are okay as well. But yeah, we're good here. So thank you, and I appreciate that. It's very nice. Anyhow, today I have the director of, I was just telling him off mic before the show, this is one of my favorite films that I've seen this year. I was blown away by this. You know, I'm always inspired by great films and stuff for my own paintings and stuff like that. And I got to tell you, there's about 10,000 painting ideas in this film. It is amazing. I was just blown away. But let's talk to the director. I'd like to welcome Yedidhead Gorsetman, Jed.
Hey, how you doing, Jamie?
Jed, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. I was a little worried this week with the storm and whatnot that we're going to have to postpone this show, but I didn't want to because your film opens in theaters this Friday, right?
Yes, correct. It opens in L.A. and then it's opening in L.A. this week, and then it's going to open in a bunch of theaters around the country the following week.
Wow, and then it'll go to video on demand like in a month, right?
Yeah, at the end of September, it's going to be available across platforms.
Nice. How cool is that? How cool. Well, it's awesome. It's the name of the film, ladies and gentlemen, is called Empathy Inc. And this is a cool movie. This is a very, very cool movie. Now, Jed, did you get the script on this and just have the vision for it, or how did you come about getting involved with Empathy Inc.?
Yeah, so Mark and I have kind of been on some level. Mark, the writer of the script, had been kind of working on a bunch of projects together for a couple years. We had made our first film together with our producer Josh Itzkowitz, and basically we were really just trying to take the lessons learned from our first film and trying to make something that was bigger and could be, you know, fun, not just for fans of independent film, but for anything. Just people who like movies.
Right.
And so we were just kind of, for about 6 months, or no, sorry, I mean, for about 2 years, we were just kind of concepting different ideas that we like. I mean, we on the way, we were writing different scripts that we thought, you know, okay, maybe we can make this, maybe we can make that. And then we just got very, at a certain point, we said, you know, the scripts, they take a long time to write. So we just said, you know, no more scripts. We're just going to talk concepts. And we just we decided that we were only going to focus on what is the film about in a couple sentences. And if we, you know, because when you write a script, you know, you write it, and then you know what would end up happening is we get so far in the process, we say, you know, I don't know if I like this anymore, or you know, I have a problem
right.
with the way that this is happening, or you know, what does this really add up to? And we were just kind of getting frustrated. That kept on happening. It was always something that we could identify very early on. It was just that we only started really becoming more aware of the problem at the end. So we said we gotta focus
right.
around. We gotta focus on the concept and really make sure we're really in love with it and that it feels true to us. And so for about 6 months we just passed around concepts and we got very as we went on, our concepts became more sophisticated and eventually we'd incorporate aspects of different concepts. Until we, you know, into one thing, until we had something that we got really excited about. And then that was Empathy. And Mark sent over the idea, and we kind of just looked at it and we said, okay, this is it. And then we wrote the script.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. I like No, it is. It's technically the genre is sci-fi thriller, which it is. But this isn't a space battle movie or anything like that. This, to me, is film noir, and not just because it's shot in black and white, which but I think that adds to it, personally. This is cinematic art. This is very, very cool. It's a mind bender, literally. You know, this is a fantastic film. Did you have it almost? And I'm not saying storyline or plot or anything. The vibe I got from it, and I'm not in the movie business. I should say that right at the front. I am a movie fan. I'm that guy, you know, that makes. You know, I make my friends watch films that have subtitles. You know, I'm that guy.
yeah.
You know, building the outdoor theater in my backyard. That's me. But I appreciate.
Cool.
I really like the film. Yeah, I'm just a big fan. I'm a big, real big fan of it. And when I watched this, I got a vibe almost like the old. There was a movie way back when I was a kid called Brainstorm with Christopher Walken.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
But it's so much cooler than Brainstorm.
Yeah, so it's really funny. You're the first one to mention Brainstorm. It's like not really such a well-known film. We had only really found out about Brainstorm after we were in editing, and someone found it, just like one, you know, I think Mark maybe just stumbled on it on the internet, just kind of searching around. And then we watched it, and it was really funny how – it was interesting how they went in a very different direction. You know, it was almost like if you had a big studio budget, maybe that's where you would end up, where they ended up, because they really embraced this idea of the technology and trying to – you know, it was the director was – he was the special effects – head of special effects on, I think, 2001 Space Odyssey. So he was very focused on the look of the technology and making it and the what it would feel like or what it would look like to be in this different universe kind of thing. But we didn't have those resources going into it. We didn't suspect that we'd have any of those resources. So we really focused on the character, and that was kind of how I thought differently. You know, okay, well, we actually went in a very different direction in that way. I think it's an interesting thing to compare because the initial idea is kind of similar. But I think
well,
one benefit that we had, right. Yeah, there's something similar about that. But one benefit that we had, I think, to going in the character direction is that we kind of were able to have a lot more fun with how this kind of, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers, but how things could get kind of messed up and get really complicated really quickly.
Well, you know, it's like Hitchcock with Psycho, you know? I mean, we had chocolate syrup, but what made Psycho creepy was creepy Norman Bates, that character, you know, looking through the window, through the hole. This movie is almost Hitchcockian in that way, you know? That's not a word, but it conveys what I'm saying. It was a great film. Now, did you initially plan shooting it in black and white?
Yeah, so it was an early decision almost. I mean, it was like we were very interested in figuring out a way to make you feel like you were in your its own universe, you know. We just thought there was something very ironic about the fact that it's a technology movie that's in black and white. Definitely it was definitely we were hitting on those noir thing. I mean, I think very much so. It's a noir film. It's got the detective piece, you know, there's lots of, you know, things. I think it's very similar to
Shadow.
Exactly. So it would just became this visual thing that we could call, and kind of push our ability to create this world. And we just kind of liked that early on. And then we, you know, we also experimented with it. And the truth is, it also really helped us from a production standpoint. I mean, when you shoot in black and white, you don't have to worry about color temperatures, and you can get away with, you know, with wacky things, you know, like, we ran out of blood, fake blood,
right.
And we used We used chocolate syrup one day, and you couldn't tell the difference. So you know there were all these other benefits we ended up having. It wouldn't have been the other way around. I mean, if we didn't like this idea of feeling like you're somewhere else, we didn't want you to know what kind of time period you were in. You know, that was
right.
That's a feeling that we were trying to capture. So, I mean, if it was the other way around, we certainly would have done it. But because we kind of liked the effects of it so much, it just became this thing we embraced.
Well, I tell you something that I really dug, too, as far as storyline. And, I don't want to give anything away. I want everybody to watch this. Watch it once, folks, because you'll wind up watching it several times. I have a screener of it, and I watched it a couple of times. It was just fantastic. It was that good.
Thank you.
And I had some time to kill during this locked up in my house for this hurricane. But anyway, one of the things I really dug about this is the feeling, and I know this props to the actors and the writing and the film, though, the filming of it and the direction, of course, was this business deals gone bad. And that feeling of hopelessness and just depression, I've been a part of that, you know, in other years ago, in other business deals, sometimes you crap out when you roll the dice, you know, that just happens.
Right. Right.
But when you're learning that lesson, it's pretty big time. But anyway, it was conveyed in this film, that kind of dread feeling, you know, like, oh man, this is not good, you know. In the beginning of the film, I should say. This was a bit, and I think I can say that without giving things away, but I thought that was very cool. And it tells me that you guys have dealt with investors before and producers, and pressure has been on, you know.
Yeah,
dealing with other people's money and stuff.
Certainly, I think anytime you're making an independent film, you're kind of a little bit, you're like a startup. You have to get a team together very quickly, and you have to convince a lot of people to kind of give you a shot. Even when sometimes you really don't have a lot to, you don't have a great argument. What you have is a script, and you say, look, we think this is fun. We think this is cool. We think people are going to like it, but that's really it. So I think that it definitely came from our experience with some characters that we've kind of met along the years, some of the kind of wacky people that you run into. Definitely from our experience from that standpoint.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's fantastic. Well, it's definitely a cool film. And I know you had the whole script written out and everything, but when you guys were putting it all together, did you kind of, and I don't want to give any, especially the ending of this way, but did you know that's what was going to happen? Or did that kind of evolve in the creation process to that denouement, so to speak?
Well, it was, because we had been concepting and really coming up with we had really decided to move forward, we had already basically understood how the story was going to work. I mean, when I say we were concepting, I mean that we would send each other, let's say, five lines. And in those five lines, you'd kind of have all the acts or all the twists in the movie. And
nice.
And so when we kind of first did that, it wasn't all the details, but it was very implied that, okay, this is where it's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. And you're going to have these kind of crazy moments. And then, so once we had kind of flushed that out and we had done some editing to that, I mean, Mark had sent the idea and then we had kind of played with it a little and just refined it, which may be over the course of a couple of weeks. I mean, it's funny to think about us two people just sitting down and obsessing over a couple lines, but it was, something that we had cared a lot about. And then we had basically, after that, we had started outlining. And the outlining process was basically just kind of explaining what's happening from that initial log line. And that we had spent a couple months on. And so, by the time we got to the script, it was kind of like every scene was already established.
Right.
So I think it was early on, but it was because we really had gotten burned so many times, and we knew we must make sure we know exactly what's happening before we get to the script. Because once you get to the script, I mean, it's just complicated. It's written out. It's formatted. It's got all these things, all these barriers that are keeping you from understanding the story. And when it was just in outline form, that was really our chance to really, you know, really push the story in the ways that we wanted to push it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It really works. I was just blown away. I really, really liked it a lot. And, you know, I mean, because I watch a lot of movies, especially doing the show and whatnot, and it's just really nice when one comes across. Of course, I'm a big sci-fi fan, so, you know, when you see that in the press kit that comes in, you know, my ears always perk up at that. But this was different. This was, you know, again, a noir film. It wasn't as tropey as, like, Blade Runner, and I'm not putting Blade Runner down. That's a fantastic film. But it really had that feeling, man. That noir. But it was, you're right. It's futuristic. One of those 10 seconds into the future type.
Right. Exactly.
Vibes to it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now let me ask you this. Obviously, you know a little bit about virtual reality or whatnot. Do you think the amateur futurist in me is curious? Do you think that this is something, a direction that could happen with technology?
You know, I think that, without giving away too much, I think there's always a question, a good question. I think all good sci-fi movies really do this, is ask an ethical question, an emotional question around the way things are moving. And I do think that whether it's VR or not, there's going to be in the future. I mean, I also fancy myself an amateur futurist. And I think that there's going to be something that's pushing us. I mean, you know, right now we see with elections, you know, this being a big mm-hmm. issue, it's our ability to make decisions are being biased by, you know, the ads we see. And I think that we're kind of seeing that in a lot of places. And that's why I think that the movie has, there's a conversation right now around the VR element, even though I don't really know if, you know, such things are possible from a VR standpoint. But definitely this our ability to empathize with others and understand what's going on in the news or whatever, I think it's definitely being challenged, and I think it will be challenged more.
No, absolutely, I agree completely. Now the film you did before this was Jammed. I haven't seen that yet, but I've read some reviews and everything. Pretty cool. Pretty cool idea on that. I have to ask, I know we're pushing Empathy Inc. right now because, you know, it's out this Friday. While I've got you on the horn here, are the gears turning for the next project, and will it be in a similar vein? If you can talk about
it. We're kind of exploring a couple ideas now that we like. You know, some of them are a little more complicated. We're just trying to kind of hash them out a bit more. But I think it's going to be more in the same vein of this of empathy. I think we really like this space of asking kind of trying to explore deeper questions within a fun and engaging environment. And sci-fi just seems to be a really good match for these types of things. Totally. And we're just working on them, and hopefully,
nice.
Hopefully when the release is done, we'll have time to kind of go back into them.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I just want to say as a fan, you know, I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing. I'm digging what you're putting out. You're real good at it, you know? So
I'm glad
things are working well. That's, well, we need it. You know, you can only, Sharknado's fun, but you can only, I can only watch it so many times. You know what I mean? But, you know, this is cool. This is very, very cool. Well, I can't wait, and I'm sure, you know, you're going to have to be doing all the con circuits before, you know, because it's such a smart film, too. I imagine you guys are going to be approached by people wanting to do graphic novels and all that kind of stuff, too. Although this is not a superhero movie by any means, but, man, what a cool concept and storyline. Just fantastic, you know?
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I know you have got a lot of interviews lined up and whatnot today, but I want to thank you for taking time to be on our little show here. And, you know, it's very, very cool. Now, you say it's opening in Los Angeles. And people in that area that might be listening, they can still get tickets, or is it all, that's all sold out right now?
I got to check. I think there's still tickets available. And I think it's playing all through next week as well.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, very cool, man. Well, you know, I want everybody to get out and see this on the big screen and whatnot. And just be prepared. You will think, if this is one of those films you will think about for days after. You know, you have done that, Jed. You have made one of those films. Makes people
all think. Right, awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Very cool. Well, have a good one, and thanks again, and we will be posting everything, all the links and everything on how where this will be playing, and we have a link right now to the Facebook page, and a lot of the information can be found there. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you like and share Empty Ink Movie. Very, very cool. Jed, have a great day, and thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jamie. It was great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today, ladies and gentlemen. It was a little bit of a short show, but sometimes that happens because we have guests that are working, man. They're doing stuff. They've got that hustle going, and, you know, they got places to be. I could hear a few airplanes in the background there. I think Jed was at the airport. He's probably on his way somewhere cool. No, it's probably somewhere to do work. That's a big deal having a movie come out in 2 days. You know what I mean? So I really want to thank him again for taking time to be on the show and everything. That's very cool. This film, ladies and gentlemen, Empathy Inc. is the name of it. Like I said, we have a link to the Facebook page, and I want everybody to get over there and check that out and whatnot. And it's just, it'll just blow you away. I am not just saying that. I truly believe this. I watched this film several times just because it is that good. It's art, it's avant-garde, but not weird avant-garde where you can't understand anything. You know what I mean? Where you have to take notes and stuff. It's not like that, but it's a mental mind bender. It's very, very cool. And, you know, you're going to dig it. You're going to dig it. I loved it personally. So very, very cool. And everybody else, if you're not in those areas where the film is being shown, but it's going to be all over the place, too. Later this month, or the end of next month, I keep forgetting. No, we're in September now. Yes, we are. Thought we was in August for a second there. No, later this month, the 24th, it'll be out platform-wide. That means all, you know, you can watch it on your PlayStation or whatever, you know, whatever you watch movies on, you'll be able to rent it and see it and whatnot. The 24th of this month, couple weeks. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. And also, in addition to that, on all the podcasting platforms. We're on, like, just shy of 200. It's amazing. Anyhow, the big one, of course, is Apple Podcast. And, you know, so if you're listening to the show on Apple Podcast in the future, hello from the past there, here, I should say. I'm all temporally turned around for a second. But anyway, we really appreciate you listening. Do me a favor, though, if you are listening on Apple Podcast, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost anything, and it keeps us up at the top of the page. And, baby, that is where I like to be, up on the top of the page, especially when I'm talking with advertisers and whatnot. So it just makes my life so much easier and, you know, helps keep the lights on around here. I really, really appreciate it. And, you know, I can buy cool expensive food for my wrinkly dog. No, I'm kidding. Well, not really. Kind of. Anyhow, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time. Let's see if there's anything else we needed to cover. Very, very cool. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today. And like I said, short show today. And I think we're going to forego our normal commercials on this show because it was a little short. And that's fine. My gift to you, ladies and gentlemen, my gift to you. And we will be back tomorrow. No, we will not be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's unpacking the house day. We have to move all the stuff we from the outside that we moved inside in preparation for the storm that didn't happen back outside. I am literally sitting next to a barbecue smoker right now, a grill smoker. So it needs to go back outside. Oh, my gosh, so I can get back to work in here. It's crazy. that that's tomorrow. We will be back Friday. Oh, man, Friday. We got another cool film, writer-director of a very, very cool film called Groupers. And it's listed as a comedy drama, and it is. But, man, it's got a disturbing element to it. I loved it. I loved it. I love cool film. And this is definitely one. So we will, got Anderson, Conway, I think it is. I can't remember right now, but yeah, anyway, the writer director of that film will be on Friday. And, then we got returning guest, Eduardo and his new movie. I had him on a couple of weeks, about a couple of months ago, I think, for his movie Worth, the Muay Thai, kickboxing movie. That was just so great and fantastic. He's done a horror movie, called The Penning, and he's going to be on Saturday talking about that. And we've got tons of cool stuff next week, too. So the show is back. We are back. You know, sorry about that little hiccup with the storm. We just didn't know. We had to get the house ready. So, but we're back on track now, and we're just moving right along. I really appreciate everybody, you know, being patient with the show and whatnot. But yeah, baby, we are back full throttle. Anyhow, get out there. Check out Empathy, Inc. I'm telling you, this is a cool, cool film. Okay, I'm out of here. I'm getting back to work, and I will talk to you all Friday. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.